His Eminence the 7th Kyabye Yongzin Ling Rinpoche is in the United States on a teaching visit on the West Coast. He arrived August 15th and will be in the San Francisco Bay Area through September 2nd, Spokane September 4th through the 6th, and Portland September 7th through September 10th. There are a few opportunities to see and hear Ling Rinpoche in Portland. He's being hosted by the Maitripa College, maitripa.org, and the Northwest Tibetan Cultural Association, nwtca.org. His complete schedule for his West Coast visit can be found at lingrinpoche.info, lingrinpoche.info. His Eminence, the 7th Kyabye Yongzin Ling Rinpoche, was born in India on November 18th, 1985. His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, recognized him as the reincarnation of his senior tutor, the 6th Kyabye Yongzin Ling Rinpoche, who passed away in 1983. His Eminence, the 7th Kyabye Yongzin Ling Rinpoche, spent a few minutes with me on the phone to discuss some general questions. You honor us by visiting the United States, and in particular the West Coast, and to spend a few minutes with me today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
One of your presentations is going to be on leadership. In the United States, there's a great mistrust in regards to our political and spiritual leaders. Our young people do not have positive role models. What are the characteristics of a good leader, and what should young people do to develop these characteristics?
Yes, I totally understand the situation. I think there are many difficulties that you face because of not having good role models. But somehow I think we should work towards, building up such a role model. And I think this should come from the people and the public. And people should, learn more and read into histories and try their best to make a better community through, through the teachings of those great beings and great leaders, which have made history in the past, yes.
And we're facing, as you know, many problems at the global level in regards to climate disruption, resource depletion, austerity, and conflict. What message do you have for those of us who are fear for the future?
Yes, I do understand this. I think this is because of our greed. We all want too much, and we totally, neglect the environment. And due to that, there are so many those destructions and so many sufferings that we have to face, and some of those natural disasters. So I think it is all due to greed. So I think it is important that people should be happy with what they have, and they should feel grateful of what they have, and people should learn how to live a simple and happy life. Yes.
Yeah, and especially when the greed is in the hands of the powerful, isn't it? That makes it also especially difficult.
Yes, but the power is given by the public to the people, to those people who are powerful. So let us all work together to bring better leaders who have more understanding of the environment, who have more understanding of the future, and who have more understanding of the well-being and the welfare of the people. Yes, that's important, I think.
Well, what practices do you recommend for us to become more loving and kind-hearted to others?
I think it is important for us to, feel grateful of others. The only reason that we are existing now, the only reason that we are here now, is because of the care and love and the care and love of others. So only source of happiness is to give love for others. If you give love for others, you will receive love from others. If you receive love from others, then you will have a happy life. So the only solution is not to be selfish and not to be self-centered. That is the source of all happiness. So make love for everyone.
And that was what I was going to ask you again. Yes. How can we become more happy? Because that really is, in a sense, the essence of life, isn't it? There's so much time in which we spend being fearful or being anxious or being sad, but tell me again about being happy how can we practice that?
Yes, I think anger and fear is through mistrust, and that is through not loving others, and because of our self-centeredness, our selfishness. So I think if we see the kindness of others, and then automatically I think the love will automatically come. If there's love for others, then the mistrust will go away. Then there's no need to be fear. And then automatically one can lead a happy life. So the most important is give love and to see the kindness of others. That's very important. The only reason why we are here is because of others' care and others' affection. So, but we don't realize that. We feel that because of myself, I'm here and I'm healthy, but which is totally wrong. And you are the source of your own happiness, and you are the source of all your suffering. So you are responsible for your own happiness and all the sufferings. So let us change that attitude. I think we try our best, and we all try to do the good, but our method and our skills are wrong. So let us change our characters. That is very important. And if that can be done, I think one can have a very happy and healthy life. If one has a happy life and happy mind, then I think one can have a happy body. And then one can have a happy life. I feel that way.
And would that also make a happier society as it goes from the individual?
If you can make others happy, then the others will love you. Then everyone will be happy. And that will create a happy environment, and that can provide a happy community and a happy, society. So that's how you do it, from each and every individual's level. It is not from the government. It is not from the, organization who can provide happy life. It is each and every individual's effort that can make happy environment and happy community.
I'm speaking with His Eminence, the 7th Kyabie Yongzhen Ling Rinpoche. Just one last question for you. You're coming into the United States on the West Coast. In addition to the things you've just said today, is there any other message that you will be talking about as you visit the West Coast?
I will be speaking in different institutions, religious institutions, non-religious institutions, some of the high-tech places. And also, I will be having some, interfaith meet, gatherings, and some, public events. And so this is all, I want to share, the message of love and kindness and message of peace, which is very relevant in this world, because I think the world has become very, very destructive, And through that, people, although there's a lot of material development, still there are more suffering in this world. So I think that is only through inner peace. So I am providing the message of love and peace, which is, I think, very necessary and very relevant in this difficult time of the world. So that is my message, and this is what I'm doing.
You know, you'd mentioned about technology, and I often wonder with the social media and all the communication that we do electronically, if that does connect us, or if it can connect us, or if it separates us.
I think it will depend on the individual. I think if the individual can make good use of it, I think there's a lot of advantages that one can make, and one can contribute solving many, many problems. But if we are becoming, if we become slaves of those technologies, then I think it will lead into a very difficult time and to a very difficult individual life. So I think it will depend on the individual, how he or she is going to make use of it. So I think we have to be very mindful what we are doing, and we should know how to make good use of it. And if we can make good use of it, I think I'm sure that it can help the community. It can help the humanity in general, because we all know that there are a lot of advantages of those technologies, such as modern medical equipment and social network, which solves many of those problems which were not able to be solved 10 years ago or 5 years ago even. So I think if we make good use of it, I think it can really contribute. Yeah, so I feel that way.
His Eminence the 7th Kiabi Yongzin Lin Rinpoche, visiting the West Coast in August and September. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and for visiting us in the United States. You truly honor us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
His Eminence the 7th Kiabie Yongzin Ling Rinpoche is currently in the United States on a West Coast teaching visit. While in Portland, he will first be at the Northwest Tibetan Cultural Association for a fundraiser for the Tibetan Sunday School. He'll be joined by speakers Robert Thurman and Yongsi Rinpoche. That will be September 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Northwest Tibetan Cultural Association Lemelson Auditorium. The website for that event is galafortibet.com. On Saturday, September 8th at 10:30 a.m., he'll present a teaching on kindness and compassion at Maitripa College. That's 119 Southeast Market Street. Seating is limited and registration is required for that event. At 2 o'clock on Saturday, September 8th, he will be at Buckley Auditorium at the University of Portland for an interfaith dialogue on the topic Spirituality and Humanity, an interfaith conversation on creating harmonious community and healthy leadership. He'll be joined by the very Reverend Nathan LaRude, the Dean of Portland's Trinity Episcopal Cathedral, and Harris Zafar, National Spokesperson for the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community. That event is free. For more details and to register, go to maitripa.org, maitripa.org. His complete schedule for his West Coast visit can be found at lingrinpoche.info, lingrinpoche.info. I'm John Shuck for KBOO.